You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, it's good to be back. We got 1 hour in the books already. Where you been? You weren't here for the first hour? That's your problem. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can always stay locked in. Thank you to everybody tuning in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got people listening all over North America. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in Detroit. Damn it, you could be in Colorado right now. You could be in Texas. You could be in Vegas. You could be in California. What's up, Toronto, Canada? You can be overseas. However you're listening, I appreciate you. You could be in New York with super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back. Hope you had a good Tuesday, a Monday, and a good weekend. 855-212-4CBS is the number. You can find me online. I'm everywhere that a human being would be on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you have something constructive to say that actually makes sense, that I would actually care about, go ahead and message me. I exist. Yes, I exist there. In the first hour of the show, we got done a lot because, quite frankly, it's been a busy few days. Summer's done, right? Now how it works? Yesterday was Labor Day, and now it's over. Back to work. No more vacation. I can't believe this. I'm staring at the calendar right now. It's September 5th. By the time I come back and join you tomorrow for a new top six list where we will talk about the top six NFL teams for 2023, it's going to be September 6th. How did this happen? I was last here on Thursday, and look at everything that's happened. Deion Sanders has flipped the world around, maybe, probably. Travis Kelce is dealing with an injury only days before the start of the NFL regular season. There's just a whole lot going on, man. A whole lot. And so if you missed the first hour of the show, yes, I told you this already. The Odyssey app is your best friend if you want to start the show from the beginning. Shout outs to all the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the truck drivers, the transporters, the people moving things. And people moving people. Shout outs to them too. We talked about Clemson losing last night to Duke. We talked about some of these blowouts that took place here over this college football weekend. The real opening for college football weekend. We took a look at Florida State beating Louisiana State. We talked briefly about Team USA. Maybe you're not watching basketball games at 5 and 3 o'clock in the morning, but they beat Italy this morning, trying to win a world championship. And then I told you this, and I just mentioned it again. We're going to talk about Deion Sanders momentarily in Colorado. Let's be clear. As we move on into the show, Kyler Murray is a captain, but he ain't playing. We got a bunch of dudes who still haven't shown up to work. Nick Bosa, Chris Jones, Brian Burns. Jerry Jones continues to say wild Jerry Jones-esque things. And so we'll get into that. And then we'll give you an update on Travis Kelce's knee. We'll do that this hour to make sure that you have it. But amongst everything that has taken place here over the past weekend, the Labor Day weekend, holiday weekend, it's Deion Sanders. It's Colorado. It's the Buffaloes. It's the dude who left Jackson State, showed up to Colorado, and basically told everybody, y'all suck. Enter into the transfer portal. Leave, because I'm bringing in my own damn players. And that is basically, in essence, what he did. Almost 90 new players, 58 transfers. He brings in his son, Shador, at quarterback, tells everybody before his son even transfers that pretty much, yes, he is going to be the QB in a BTCU. 45-42. This game, in its purest of essence, it was a barn burner, except for TCU was a 21-point favorite. And this is a little complicated. If you took a look at TCU last year, did you think TCU was really going to win a national championship? That was one of the most embarrassing football games I have ever seen in my life. as Georgia stomped them 65-7. It was just asking, when is the bleeding going to stop? And you want to know where Max Duggan is? He's in the NFL for the Chargers. You want to know where Quentin Johnston is? He's in the NFL with the Chargers. You know, you want to know where TCU is likely to be? Not ranked, because they were ranked 17th before the latest top 25 poll, and now they have fallen the hell off. It's Colorado's time. Shedeur Sanders, the son of Deion, son of prime time, 510 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, the most passing yards ever by a Colorado quarterback, and the guy just showed up. Travis Hunter, what doesn't he do? He's playing offense. He's playing defense. He's intercepting passes late in the game. He's on the receiving end for 119 yards. Dylan Edwards is out there. 3 touchdowns. This is the same Colorado squad that won one game last year. And all of a sudden, Deion Sanders shows up with his talent, his players, his sons. Everybody talks about Shedeur. Nobody talks about Shiloh, went out there, had like 10 tackles. They're ranked number 22 after beating TCU. First time the Buffaloes have been ranked since December of 2020. You want to know what's next and what's fun? They got Matt Rhule in Nebraska next. And this is an early Saturday afternoon game. This is going to be fun. And so Sonny Dykes and TCU, they're trying to figure out what their new offense is. And Deion Sanders, he's trying to let folks know that they should pay attention. The same thing that he did at Jackson State. He's now gone. He's making about $5 million a year here with the Buffaloes. And he's trying to let people know, I can do it on a bigger, more advanced stage as well. And so, you know, after a victory where the Buffaloes weren't expected to win, after his first win with Colorado, you know, Deion Sanders, I don't want to say that he was going to talk trash, but he was going to be very straightforward. He spoke to the media after the game, of course, and he spoke to one reporter in particular, pretty much said, do you believe us now? Listen to this.
What's up, boss? You believe now? You hold on, hold on, hold on, oh no. Do you believe in that? Huh? Oh no, no, no. I read through that bull junk you wrote. I read through that. I sifted through all that. Yeah. Oh no, come on. Do you believe? You don't believe. You just answered it. You don't believe. Next question.
Okay. Well, I don't know what bull junk that Deion Sanders is referring to, but I can't knock anyone who, at its limit, stops and says, man, we don't know how long this turnaround is going to take. I mean, Colorado went 1-11 last year, and sure, you got a whole new combination of players. What are they going to compete for, a national championship? I mean, are we expecting Colorado to finish above 500? I mean, any response I think is reasonable as long as they aren't complete garbage. I don't think anybody believes that fact. And so Deion Sanders, he spoke to Fox Sports today, and he was just, he was real proud of his guys, real proud of the moment. Listen to this.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful right now. My son, man.
My pop right here,
my son,
man.
My other son.
Yeah.
Man, I'm loving these kids. Rick George for giving me this opportunity, man. This is a blessing. Everybody, Buff Nation, who supported us, and all the hood that had my back, I thank y'all. God, this is good. Woo!
It should be fun. That was after the game. A little bit of an attitude change, right? Well, how is his son handling this? His son is opening up eyes. People are paying even more attention. He was putting up these numbers at Jackson State, but there's a difference between playing at Jackson State and now doing this at Colorado. And so over the past few hours, or I'd say over the past day or so, we've seen the photos of Tom Brady in Shador from a few years ago and last year, and getting advice from Tom Brady. And Shador spoke to the media after the game as well, and he said, listen, folks, actually heard from Tom Brady. Yeah, Tom Brady shot me a text after the win, and he gave me some advice. Listen to this.
Working with Tom, it was just talking to him and understanding, okay, how to improve each week. He texted me after the game, don't be satisfied. Like, it's cool. So it was cool hearing from him, knowing he's still watching and stuff like that. But just working with him, it really helped me just understand, don't focus on the good things. We did that. That's night and day. We're going to do that regardless. Focus on the bad things. Focus on the things that we wasn't able to do at a high level. So improve that, then you got a full armor everywhere. But if you just focus on the good, the things in the light, knowing, okay, Dylan had a lot of receiving yards, but it's okay, Dylan, on this one route, you gotta make this decision. So it's just really just like highlighting the bad things that we did and watching it over and over and over and giving us that bad feeling like we can't make that same mistake.
Oh, he learned something from Tom Brady. I would hope so. I mean, Tom Brady speaks and you're a quarterback, you best listen. Now, what happens with Colorado? I told you, they got Nebraska coming up next. That should be fun. You know, Matt Rhule, okay, is Matt Rhule bringing in 100 new plays? Is any of Matt Rhule's kids going to go out there and play for Nebraska? The answer is no. But it should be fun based on the rivalry. Deion talked about the rivalry, and he's never participated in it. Some other upcoming games of note. For Colorado, they have Oregon coming on the 23rd. They have USC, Arizona State, Stanford, Oregon State coming up in November. They're going to be better than 1-11. I don't know if they're going to compete for a national championship. I would not go that far. But you want to know something? As charismatic and bombastic as Deion Sanders is, and this is something that people learned in the 80s, and it hasn't changed here in the year 2023, he's a good coach. He knows how to identify talent. Guys actually want to play for Deion Sanders. He does an excellent sales job, but he's not lacking there. I mean, how refined he is or is not when it comes down to play calling at this level and what he can or can't do and X's and O's when it really boils down, I have no idea. Haven't seen him in crunch time at this level. I mean, he knows more football than most people have forgotten. He knows how to read a quarterback. He knows how to play defense. I wouldn't ask Deion for tackling advice, but I'd ask him about playing defense and grabbing an INT, reading a QB. The man knows the game. He knows it at a high level. He's one of the greatest football players to ever step out onto a field. It's going to be a lot of people who lean heavily one way or the other about what this one victory means. And I'm here to tell you, not a lot. It's a preview. What you can judge by this, and you saw this at Jackson State, there are tons of players from all over the country, players who are talented, players who've never seen Deion play, but families know about Deion, people who are attracted to his charisma and his knowledge. He going to be good anywhere that he goes. It's just a matter of how far he can go. Travis Hunter, people finally seeing him, what he's able to do on both sides of the football. That's more than attractive. This man is going into the draft. Shador Sanders, his own son. Who knows where he's going to end up or what team is going to give him a chance or a shot. He is most certainly going to get one. This year is going to be very telling. And it's not about the wins and the losses unless they're competing at the highest level. I don't think that'll be the case. But the fact is, they're going to be competitive.
Quick question for you, JR.
Yes, go ahead.
So first of all, this guy is a master motivator. You and I both know that reporter was Ed Warder. Ed Warder does not cover college football. He was literally picking something out of thin air just to motivate his team through the press. He is that genius at this point, what he is able to do and how he can manipulate the media. JR, here's the question I have for you, though. You talk about Nick Saban. He's in his mid-70s now. Dabo Swinney, he seems to be past his prime. Kirby Smart, we know what he is as a head coach. Urban Meyer might be lurking somewhere. But to me, is it fair to say there is no human being in college football that you would rather play for than Deion Sanders, JR? And here's the question. He's going to have an advantage over every other coach now moving forward when it comes to recruiting. They're going to be a powerhouse.
No, as I just said, I mean, you can be a kid or you can be a parent. You're going to be attracted by what you've seen. You're going to be attracted by the style of play. There's a couple of generations here when it comes down to Deion. There are parents who watched him play and understand his impact. He's in a unique position right now as a coach on the college level. If Peyton Manning woke up, and it's not that he has the desire to do so, if Peyton Manning or Tom Brady woke up and said, I want to be a college coach, you're going to have enough parents, you're going to have enough players who are smart enough to say, well, oh, my child has aspirations to play in the pros. I want to play for this guy. They ain't dudes running around in college football who have his resume, but then also have his charisma, his knowledge, his magnetism to go ahead and bring you in. And so I think it goes without saying. I mean, he is operating purely on talent right now and not continuity. What happens with Colorado this season is going to be very interesting to see what they can put together in this first year. There was no way in hell that they were only going to be one win good or two wins good or three wins good like they were last season. You know, how much are they going to push it towards? I don't know. In 8-10, I'd be real interested to see if they can do such a thing. I'd be real surprised. And I've heard this from people. Oh man, Colorado are going to be competing for national champ. Pump the damn brakes, please. You can go out and win on talent. A TCU, as far as I'm concerned, didn't even deserve to be where they were last year. I know that's going to ruffle some folks' feathers, but look at the national championship score and the ass-whooping that they got. I don't see a scenario as to why they would be better while Sonny Dykes is trying to figure out how they can put up points. And so kudos for Colorado for being competitive and outscoring them. What they do here on out is just going to be fun to watch. Enjoy the ride. If you're a Colorado Buffalo fan, oh, I'd be thrilled with what they're currently doing. The ability, as I said, as Shep just said, to go out there and attract talent, that's what got them this victory. And the fact of the matter is, there are plenty of people all over the country, plenty of kids, plenty of parents looking at this and saying, I want to be a part of that. And so a lot of people look at Deion. Not a fan, too bombastic, overly enthusiastic. He's always been a showman. Always been a showman. Always been flashy, watch me, pay attention. But I think people are starting to pay attention to this now. He's a good coach. He's a damn good coach. And this season is going to be telling. Is he a master recruiter? Is he a master motivator? Does he have just great genetics to produce football players? We're going to find out soon enough. I want to see what this game looks like against Colorado. I can't wait to see what they do against Oregon. I mean, yeah, what? They're going to get punched in the mouth at some point in the season. They may get punched in the mouth more than once. Let's see how they come out. I'm real interested. We saw what he did at Jackson State. Talked about the lack of resources. He talked about the lack of funds and money. Well, all eyes on you, man. Great first start. I think Deion can turn this around, and I think people are starting to pay attention. Can he even ever make the NFL? That's an interesting conversation as well. Let's get through this season first. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your initial thoughts on Deion Sanders? Can Colorado continue this? Was this first game an aberration? Was it unusual? I think the Buffaloes, regardless of what their record looks like, whether they pull up a little bit closer to even, they're going to be better than 1-11. And this is probably going to be a great building block and start for Deion. That much, I believe, for Colorado and himself. I'll take your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift, and I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. That individual, well, damn it, he didn't just play defense. He played offense. He played defense. He came away with a big interception at the end of Colorado's victory over TCU. It's Travis Hunter. He's like, yeah, I can get you 119 yards in the air. Oh, yeah, I can grab a key interception late. Oh, yeah, I can go out there and play 120 snaps. It's going to be interesting to see how his talent just continues to grow here this season. And when the time comes, man, yeah, he can play both sides of the ball in the NFL. But, man, what position are you going to pick? I can see him playing wide out. I can see him getting thrown out there for defense on occasion. I don't know if we might have a Isaiah Simmons here. This might be a little bit different, but congratulations to Colorado. We just talked about this whole situation prior to the break. We can look at all the games and everything that took place over the weekend, Florida State over LSU. We can take a look at last night. Last night is Duke went over Clemson. But the biggest story is Deion Sanders and his debut. Everybody just waiting to see what he was going to do with this Colorado Buffaloes team. And I can't overreact to it. Of course, they're going to be better than 1-11. He brought in so much new talent. I think they're going to be good, but I don't know what good is. I don't think it's going to be national championship good. And it can't be crap 1-2-3 win good or bad like they were last season. I do know and believe this. Deion Sanders is a great coach. You know, everybody has their different attributes. We're going to find out really what he's made of as the season continues to move on. This is a different level than Jackson State. But he attracts talent. He's a master motivator. You know that this man knows and understands football from both a defensive perspective, and he understands QB play. What is Colorado going to do? Are people overreacting, or should we be more realistic? Look, if they finish anywhere close or near to 500 or above, you got to give them credit. They've moved up to number 22 in the AP's top 25 rankings. But yes, people, it's one game. Let's keep that in mind as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lou is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, buddy?
Good, go ahead.
Well, I just want to tell you how much I've been following Deion since he first announced he was going to Colorado. I must have seen every meeting that he had, every tour of the building that he's had with the media and the players and all the other players that he brought in there to talk to the players. I feel that this guy is going to transcend football like Tiger Woods transcended golf. That's how great I think he's going to do, because he will probably have the top recruiting class, at least the top five recruiting class next year. And he's going to build some depth, and he's going to get players that are going to come in there. I think he's going to be great. I really do. I think he will definitely contend for the national championship, especially next year when he's going to have 12 teams. He'll be in that group of 12.
Okay.
That's how good I think our job he's going to do. And it's all about recruiting. You got to have the players, and he's
absolutely
got the players.
Clemson is learning that the hard way right now. Thank you, Lou, for calling from North Carolina. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, let's go out to Jackson, Mississippi. I think Frank would be a little familiar with the situation. Hey, Frank, You're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts after what we've seen this weekend?
Proud of Deion and what he's done and what he did for Jackson, a little small school, you know, school here in Jackson, JSU. He brought a lot of revenue here to Jackson, Mississippi. We had sellouts and, you know, he won the SWAC titles, but he didn't win outside of the SWAC, and people was kind of down him, saying, you know, he ain't going to be, you know, Colorado going to be a different thing for him, but I'm just glad he won in Colorado, and I'm just proud of him, and I'm just looking for good things from Deion, and, you know, he's a good person. I like his son, the quarterback, and you know, I'm just looking for good things out of Deion.
So no sour grapes with how he left. Or, I mean, there are some people who ain't a fan of how he left.
No, I'm proud of him. I'm glad he moved on. I mean, that's just like having a job, and then you move up and get a better job. This is what America is about, isn't it? I love Deion, and I want him to keep moving on up, and I want him to go to the pros and things, you know, because I liked him as a player in college and in the pros and as a coach. And, you know, I'm just so proud of him, and, you know, just God bless him and his family. I just want to see him do well, and I thank you all for giving me this opportunity to speak.
Well, thank you, Frank, for calling from Jackson. You call anytime you want to speak, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Frank, for calling from Jackson, Mississippi.
He puts Greg to shame.
I'm sorry?
He puts Greg to shame. That was the most positive human being I've heard in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, everybody needs some positivity. So thank you. Appreciate that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, it's real interesting. Let me tell you. I could care less. I don't got no dog in the race. But I would find it interesting. And I would like it to progress to a place and a space where Deion is in conversations to be an NFL head coach. Okay? I understand that there's a process and a way for him to get there. It's going to take time for him to get there. He's going to have to find success to go ahead and get there. I think it is something that he can attain. I just wonder, who the hell would potentially give him a shot? All things considered, if he finds success with Colorado and they're competitive for a national championship, not necessarily just this year, but into future seasons, is he a fit in the NFL? We're going to find out this year. Would an owner, would a general manager want to bring in a Deion Sanders, someone who is, I don't want to say dominant, he would be the face of the franchise. He would be the guy. Every week, every press conference would be a story. You would think Deion Sanders would be back to playing in the NFL if he became a head coach. Is that good or bad for a team? I think it works in college sports because these students, student athletes, whatever the hell you want to call them, they're here today and gone tomorrow. Outside of the shooting stars, the players who are destined for the NFL, the head coaches, they're the faces. They're the ones who are doing all the talking. They're the ones who are driving the teams and helping to drive the revenue. In the NFL, what coach is really driving things? You know, what coach is really dominating? Coaches are here, they're there, they exist to be hired, and for the most part, they exist to be fired. How would Deion work potentially in an NFL system where he'd get a check, it'd be results driven? Most coaches, they arrive, they get fired. He's not necessarily going to be able to just go out and recruit per se. Guys are going to follow the check and follow the money. It's going to be a different environment. Let's see if he can find success in college first. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Corpus Christi. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Darren, thanks for taking the call. How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. What's up?
Yeah. Well, quick question, though. Have you ever done any radio shows down here in Texas?
No. My only radio shows have been in New York on WFAN, in Atlanta on V103 and 92.9 The Game, and here for the entire country on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. No problem. Thanks. Sorry. Colorado. Yeah, they were happy. They won a game, which is exactly what they won all of last year. They've got some talent. But they can't get, you know, too overboard on this because they have a lot of work to do on defense. They gave up 42 points to a TCU team that was not quarterbacked by Max Duggan. You know, Max, he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still gave up 42 points against that team. And if they want to win 6-7 games, which they could, provided that their defense, you know, shows some semblance of a defense, because if Deion's going to, you know, rely on his team to score 45 to 50 points a game to win a game by 3 or 4 points, it's going to be a little tough week in and week out.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. I mean, but if you take a look at some of the teams that are coming up that they have to take on and play, they're mm-hmm. going to be slinging a rock around. So I don't.
Oh yeah,
I think out of the gate, it's like, hey, let's go ahead and stay competitive in the games, and if we can put any type of semblance of a defense together, especially with all the new players, I think that would hopefully come in time throughout the course of the season. But no, I don't expect them to say, oh my God, we're the Bulldogs out here, Alabama, you know?
They're going to be competitive. They're going to be a fun team to watch. And like I said, 6-7 wins, looking at a bowl game. And just, you know, hypothetically, let's see, you know, he puts in 3 real good years at Colorado. He has him in a bowl game every year. And, I mean, every game that they could win it. You know, later on, you were talking about the NFL head coaching stuff. Wouldn't that be something if he wound up coaching the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh my God! Do we can he and Jerry Jones fit in a room right now?
Oh, well, why not?
I don't, you know, listen. I don't know if there'd be enough air in the room. I don't know if there'd be enough space for their egos. That'd be a tough one, man. That'd be a tough one. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break as we talk about Deion Sanders and Colorado, the real expectations for them this season and into the future. And in mentioning Jerry Jones, wouldn't it be crazy if Deion coached the Cowboys? Jerry Jones still running his mouth. Talked about how he wants Dak around for a long time. Said he doesn't have to tell anybody about the decisions that he makes. Why? Because he's the boss. Yeah, I'm sure both he and Deion would get along swimmingly. I'm going to get your calls on the other side of the break. We'll get to Jerry Jones.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, as we talk about Colorado and Deion Sanders, what they have done after one game, what they can do this season, what scenarios could potentially exist for Deion Sanders. One of our callers brought up the idea, and it's a funny one. What would happen if Deion one day coached for the Dallas Cowboys? And I say, damn. Is there enough? Forget a room. Forget AT&T Stadium. Would there be enough air in the Metroplex for Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones to exist in the same space? Ironically, Jerry Jones was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he was talking about he's now started his weekly rounds chatting about the team because he's the boss. And once again, he reiterated, he's like, listen, man, I know I traded for Trey Lance. And I'm the boss. I don't got to answer to nobody. I don't have to tell anybody what I'm getting ready to do. This was Jerry Jones reiterating who's in charge. Maybe Deion will hear this one day.
The way we're structured gets a lot of criticism. Unquestionably, it does. But it lets us do a trade like we did the other day on Lance.
because I didn't have to fool around. I can make that trade in 5 minutes. And the reason I can is because I had all the information. I had it from when we drafted him. I had information just right at my fingertips of what we thought of his play the last couple of years. I knew what we thought of him. I didn't have to visit with anybody about what kind of player he is. And so I was able to make the call relative to we didn't want to put the resources in him, want to develop him, where did he fit on the whole team. I don't have to talk to anybody about that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, him and Deion Sanders will work well together now, wouldn't they? Yeah, in a room. Well, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. It'd be a fun combination. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Can't wait to see them Cowboys and them Giants. What else is new? James is calling from Los Angeles. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, James.
They are, man. Love the show. You and Shep are great. Hey, listen, Deion was a star among stars, man. I mean, you know, back in the day when he played, he single-handedly shifted the balance of power in the NFL from the Frisco 49ers to the Dallas Cowboys just by him moving from one team to the next. So you already know what kind of level of play he's bringing in, but that doesn't mean he could go into coaching and do that. I can't think of one coach on that level. And Magic Johnson always comes to mind, and Larry Bird tried Indiana. But on the college level, I can't think of one player of that significance that came in and did that. So he would be making history. I'm a Deion fan, no doubt. But there's a reason why I don't think it hasn't been done, because it's difficult to do.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
What player has done what he's done that has his personality, his resume, and his charisma? Who's done it? There's nobody. And so at this point, it's like anything that he does do is going to be notable. What he has done has already been notable. Let's think about this. And a lot of people don't even remember, you know, Deion, you know, playing up in the DMV, and whether it's Washington or the Raiders. People don't even remember that, man. This dude retired. This guy was on TV. He was running around. He was coaching his kids in high school. He was doing the NFL Network. And then the next thing you know, he's out here coaching an HBCU that a lot of people have never heard of. And now he's over here at Colorado. So he has already done a lot that people would never do and haven't
done. That's true. And, you know, like I said, in college, like you had said, you know, it's great, and he could get that springboard to go to NFL. But I remember Mike Singletary giving it a shot, and that kind of, you know, he lost control of the team. They were trying to hear all of that.
We can start running through names and names.
Okay.
And names. If you want to start naming other Hall of Famers, I just said it, and you agree, and I think most people would agree. There hasn't been anybody like him to do this. If you want to say Mike Singletary, that's why I chuckled. Like, what is Deion going to do? Drop his pants to inspire his players? Like, Mike Singletary's not even in that conversation of Deion, man. And we can go back 30 years. Deion is a different breed, man. He's a different dude. He is a star amongst stars amongst stars amongst stars. From the minute that he walks into a room and he opens his mouth, whether you agree with what he says or you disagree or you don't like the style or you do, there's no disputing he is a star. That's it.
I believe it, man. I'm rooting for him, you know. And I got one quick question for you. It's kind of off topic, but hopefully you can answer for me. This transfer is over to college basketball, too. So if they want to go play for, let's say, Coach Cal, Coach Izzo, or Mark Few up in Gonzaga, anybody can go play for them? They can build a powerhouse like that in college hoops?
What, in regards to a transfer portal and moving around?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I don't know if that exists in the same way, especially given the roster size. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between throwing 11 guys out on defense, 11 guys on offense. I don't know if the portal works in the same way. I don't think it's advantageous. At the same time, basketball is more so of an, I don't want to say an individual sport. It isn't that way on a college ranks, but I think there's less of an impact to make. And so I think, yeah, even though you can transfer, like, what good is it if you just – if you still going to be a star? You understand what I'm saying? It's weird.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if you could get a team that's built to superstars, like, you know, Kentucky, when they had Mashburn, they had all of these people put together.
You trying to build a new Fab Five, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's too many options even outside of college right now to do so. We got overtime. The NBA has its G League. It's a lot, man. I don't think the portal is as impactful. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And how about this? Tom Brady has spoken. I'm going to hear from him, too. I wonder what he said. Don't move.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.